One Man Family, brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Overheard between Hazel and Paul in his studio at the top of the house.
That was Elwood phoning. That's the second time he's called tonight.
Teddy's still at the hospital?
Yes. He isn't seeing much of her lately.
Paul, did Teddy act to you like somebody who's really and truly in love?
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. Friends, whenever you're troubled with the discomfort of headache or acid indigestion, remember, first aid for relief is Alka-Seltzer. It can pay you to keep an ample supply of Alka-Seltzer on hand, ready to come to the rescue with quick, welcome relief whenever you feel miserable with one of these common ailments. You'll like Alka-Seltzer. It's easy to take, and it has a pleasant, refreshing taste. And it gives really fast, really effective relief. Pleasant relief from these unpleasant ailments. That's Alka-Seltzer. Get Alka-Seltzer at any drugstore. You buy it on a money-back guarantee. Yes, if you're not satisfied with Alka-Seltzer, your money will be refunded. Chapter 14, Book 78. Up at the top of the house in the Barber family home in Seacliff, San Francisco, is Paul's studio. It was originally the attic, but he transformed it into his living quarters. Then, when he adopted Teddy, he enlarged the place to include the bedroom for her. There she stayed from the time she was a little girl until she became a woman and went away to Germany to become an army nurse. And now she's back home again. She's on leave, and she's engaged to be married. Truly, the years are swift. That thought crosses Paul's mind as he sits alone tonight in his studio. He rises and goes to the window and looks out onto the lights of the Golden Gate Bridge. His reverie is interrupted by the telephone.
Hello. Oh, yes, Elwood. No, she hasn't come in yet. Yes, she expects to be home long before this. Playing Harvey's her date, isn't it? I know. Must be almost nine, isn't it? Yeah, that's right. Nurse is almost... Oh, just a second, Elwood. There's someone at my door. Come in.
Is this all?
Oh, no. Come on in. Be right with you. Sit down. I'm sorry, Elwood. Huh? No, it wasn't Teddy. It was Hazel. Okay, Elwood. Yeah, I'll tell her to call you as soon as she comes in. You're at the hotel. All right.
Say hello for me.
Hazel says hello. I will. Goodbye. Well, this is a welcome visit, Hazel. Glad to see you.
I came over to see Mother and Father for a while, so I thought I'd run up here and say hello to you before I went home.
Good deal, good deal, as your son Pinky would say.
Oh, yes. Mother tells him you haven't seen much of Teddy the last few days.
No, she's working herself to a frazzle down there at Letterman Hospital. Lots to do now that they're bringing in so many of the wounded from Korea.
Of course. Teddy must be thrilled that she's been assigned to duty at the hospital here so she can be so close to home this way.
Mm-hmm. Actually, she's not supposed to be on active duty yet, but they were short of nurses at Letterman, so she volunteered to go down and help out.
It must be very gratifying to a person to know that you're doing something really helpful. I think nurses are about the most unselfish people in the world.
Poor Elwood is probably wishing that Teddy had picked another profession. He's called twice tonight, and they were supposed to have a date.
Well, he has something to be thankful for. She's going to be right here in San Francisco, and they can go ahead with their marriage and all. He might have been sent off heaven knows where.
That's true.
Have they made any definite arrangement about getting married?
No, not that I know of.
Paul? I know this is a little presumptuous, but it's been bothering me lately, so I'm going to say it anyway.
Well, why not? I wouldn't want my sister to become frustrated.
You mean at this late date?
No, I wasn't making any reference to your age at all. You women, why do you think a man's always thinking about how old you are?
Maybe it's because we're conscious of it ourselves.
Well, you stop being conscious of it. A woman's charm, her personality, her warmth, even her looks, have nothing to do with age. They go on forever.
Now, Paul, not her looks. But I'm sure that all of us women wish that every man felt that way. It's very encouraging, I'm sure.
Well, I don't know what got me off in that. You're about to ask me something.
Yes. What I was going to say was, does Teddy seem to you to be acting like someone who's really and truly in love? If she was, wouldn't you think she'd be dying to get married? That she would have done it the very minute almost that she knew she was definitely going to be stationed here? A girl can always find time to get married if that's what she really wants. Now, isn't that so?
Yeah.
You'd rather I didn't talk about it anymore, wouldn't you? I'm sorry.
No, it isn't that. I don't know what to say about it, that's all. To be perfectly honest, some of these same thoughts have been going through my head, but I... Hey, I hear somebody coming up my stairs.
Teddy?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. She's taking it pretty slow. Well, is that it? Did you think you'll rent it?
This last flight of stairs is what I've gotten for. How are you?
Well, come on in, honey, and flop into a chair.
Hello, Teddy.
Oh, Hazel. Hello.
This gal's all pegged out.
Oh, it's not that bad. Oh, but it is good to sit down.
Paul's been telling me how hard you've been working.
Here, put your feet up on that stool.
Oh, thank you. Let me slip your shoes out for you. I didn't expect to get all this waiting on.
Well, you certainly earned it. There. Bet your feet are tired.
Mm-hmm. It feels wonderful to get out of shoes, thanks. I'll bet I look like a wreck.
Why didn't you call me when you got off duty? I would have come down and picked you up in the car.
Oh, I took the cab home. Didn't want to bother you at this time of night.
Time is it, anyway? Oh, goodness, I've got to go home. Mother and father still up?
Mm-hmm, they're downstairs with Cliff. I just stopped long enough to say goodnight. Told him I was bushed.
Why don't you get into a warm bath?
Well, I'm going to.
Well, I've got to run along.
No, sit still, Paul.
You get a good night's sleep, Teddy.
No, I will. Thanks, Hazel.
Good night.
Good night.
Well, it's pretty rugged down to the hospital, huh?
Some of those boys just break your heart, Paul.
Mm. You're wonderful kids, all right.
Yeah, I was thinking coming home. When you get into a big hospital like that, and there's so much suffering, it makes the world outside seem so petty somehow. All the time I was working, I didn't feel a bit tired. It wasn't until I got into the cab and started home that I suddenly felt exhausted.
Mm-hmm. Too exhausted to go out?
Go out? Where?
Why, haven't you got a date with Elwood?
Oh, God. I think I did tell him I'd go out. Did he call?
Mm-hmm. A couple of times. Wanted you to phone him as soon as you got in. He's at his hotel.
Okay. Well, did you explain to him that I was held up at the hospital?
Well, he knew where you were, of course. He said you expected to be home early tonight, though.
I did, but what I'm doing at the hospital seems so much more important than a date, Paul. Elwood must realize that, surely. Was he upset that I wasn't here?
He was disappointed.
Well, I suppose I could have left earlier, but... Well, when you need it so much, it seems frivolous to leave just to go out to see a show or something. Don't you think so?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you say it that way?
Well, I was trying to put myself in Elwood's place, that's all.
But it wasn't absolutely definite. And I didn't tell him that I would positively be here at any certain time, if that's what you mean. Well, didn't he tell you that?
Couldn't you call him from the hospital when you knew you might be held up there? It's a matter of courtesy, if nothing else.
Well, I was just too busy to get to a phone. Well, that's true, Paul. I really was.
Then, honey, you don't have to explain anything to me. You know what you want to do. I don't intend to regulate your life.
But you're making me feel sort of guilty for some reason. As though I've done something wrong by not being here when Elwood phoned.
If I said something to make you feel guilty, I'm sorry. I certainly didn't mean to.
Oh, don't pay any attention to me tonight, Paul. I'm tired and a little out of sorts, I guess. Oh, I feel better after I've had my bath. Oh, I suppose I should phone Elwood now. I hate to disappoint him by telling him I won't see him tonight. What'll I say?
Well, the truth's a pretty good thing. You might try that.
You mean, just say I'm too darn tired to see him?
Is that the truth?
Yes.
Well?
Well, I've heard you say, though, it isn't always so good to tell the truth if you're just going to hurt somebody's feelings by it.
You're trying to get me into an argument here? Or are you just stalling for time?
Well, I don't understand what you mean.
Well, pretty soon it'll be so late that Elwood won't even try to come over. Is that the way you're trying to get around the difficulty?
Why, Paul, the way you're talking, anybody would get the idea that I'm... Well, I'm...
What?
Well, I'm not really in love with Elwood or something.
And are you?
Well, would I have let myself be engaged to him if I weren't?
I hope not.
Of course I wouldn't. Oh, I realize I'm in sort of a mood tonight. When you've been around wounded men and seen them die the way I have the last couple of days, it makes love and marriage, all that seems pretty unimportant.
On the other hand, when you see how much a wife means to many of those same men, I'd say that love and marriage were very important. Hmm? There can be different points of view about that. Now, mind you, I... Yes, come in. Oh, hi, Cliff.
Hey, Boris, steady going. Oh, I didn't see you squashed way down in that chair. Hey, did you lose something?
Me? What do you mean?
Have you missed anything?
Is this a gag?
No, I got something of yours right here.
Oh, what is it?
Something you haven't had for a couple of days.
Oh, what could it be? Oh, I see. Is this yours, mine?
Oh, sure. I got it right here in my hand. Can you guess now?
Animal, mineral, or vegetable.
Oh, stop, Paul, stop. Oh, let me think.
Okay, I'll give you another clue. Mom found it lying on the kitchen sink day before yesterday.
On the sink?
Mm-hmm. She meant to give it to you tonight when you came in, but she forgot it, and before she went to bed just now, she remembered, asked me to bring it to you. I won't keep you in suspense any longer. Here, it's your engagement ring.
Oh, thank you, Cliff. I left it on the kitchen sink when I was doing some dishes, I guess.
Yeah. Funny you didn't even miss it.
Paul will be back in just a moment. We're going to use our trusty crystal ball now and look ahead several hours. It's about 11:30 tonight, and the man of the house is saying...
I don't know why we always have to stay so late at the Dickies, Sue. Why didn't you make me start home an hour and a half ago? And why, oh, why did you let me eat so much? I feel awful.
You poor darling. You wouldn't have listened to me earlier if I had said anything. But you will now, won't you?
Oh, yes. If you have any suggestions, let's have them. I feel acid indigestion on its way even now. I won't be able to sleep tonight. I have to work in the morning.
Of course you do. And you will sleep tonight. I'll fix you a glass of Alka-Seltzer right now. You know how it is. Take Alka-Seltzer before you go to bed. It'll relieve your acid-upset stomach, and you sleep better, and wake up feeling better.
Yes, that's right, friend. Why let the discomfort of acid indigestion rob you of a good night's sleep? Take Alka-Seltzer before you go to bed. This is a real tip, because Alka-Seltzer is especially formulated to settle and soothe an acid-upset stomach. So the result is, you sleep better and wake up feeling better next morning. Try it and see for yourself. Remember, when acid indigestion threatens to cause discomfort, take Alka-Seltzer before you go to bed. Keep Alka-Seltzer handy all of the time. Never be without it in your home. All right, Paul.
Teddy was awfully tired tonight, but I couldn't help thinking a lot of her fatigue was an unconscious excuse for not wanting to go out with Elwood. A person can be pretty exhausted, but if there's something you're enthusiastic about doing, it's amazing how much energy you can summon to do it. Well, that's how it is with the Bobbitts today. Good night.
Mothers, a one-a-day brand multiple vitamin capsule every day ensures against vitamin deficiency. Lack of vitamins pulls you down, makes you feel dull and listless, often develops into vitamin deficiency disease. Take care of yourself and your family. See that every member takes a one-a-day brand multiple vitamin capsule every day. Be sure it's a one-a-day brand in the blue package with the big one. The vitamins whose potency is guaranteed by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Tabson. Tomorrow, Chapter 15, Book 78. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.